The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 4th of April, 2025, 7:05 in the morning. Let me try that again. 7:05 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is packing. I'm not sure why. Maybe I've offended her for the final time. No, I'm just kidding. She's got Buford in there someplace, you know, and we like, I think Buford in Malway, or what's his name?
Mochi.
Mochi might get along. God, this is the most interesting dog. I got it already, buddy. Okay. See, I was killing time until David could get me the weather. But I pulled it up here. So, hi, David. How are you doing today, buddy?
Hey. Good morning.
Getting close.
Hey, that printer wasn't working, so I had to use the back one. So, oh, I was running.
That probably, what you do with that back one, you printed. Was there anything else printing on it? I found stuff, you know, when that thing kicked on the other day from like a month ago.
Oh, dang.
So, anyway.
And it's National Hug a News Reporter Day, so I'm going to go give Sue a hug at the break.
All right. Well, I'll give Sue a hug.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, yeah, the weather is going to be beautiful. Sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, but Saturday, mostly sunny. And Sunday, partly sunny. And that's Mochi. And Monday night, Sunday night showers, and Monday a 30% chance of showers, and Tuesday partly sunny, Tuesday night, you know, cloudy, Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 75, and Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 75. So today's 71, tomorrow 75, looks like it's going to be good. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I got the dog riled up when I was running with the weather.
Did you get what?
I got the dog riled up.
Yeah, I guess so. He's fine. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally run. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're great people down there, the Kenny family, and a third generation of Kenny's running Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. The reason I was laughing is because we've got Moki in here, and Moki gave me the husky bump. Did you know they do that?
What do you mean the bump?
The husky bump. They come up and bump you with their nose.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
I haven't.
Well,
that's pretty
just
cool.
Watch him. He comes up and he gives you the husky bump.
Patented.
It's patented. Okay, tell us about this little guy. Not so little.
Not so little. About 70 pounds.
About
we're
70.
Calling him Mochi. He came in as
Mochi,
a stray.
That's what it is, Mochi.
And he's, we think, maybe about 2 years old. I'm not quite sure. Huskies, you know.
Look at me.
They're kind of always young. But he doesn't.
Why don't you say like 2.5 or 1¾ or something? It's always two.
It's always two.
It's always two.
You get a lot of young dogs, I think. That's funny.
He looks like a 2-year-old. Look at his teeth. Look how cool they are. He's got good teeth.
He does. He's very healthy. He's very fun. Mochi's pretty special. He has a very unique look to him because, you know, huskies usually have the pointed ears, and his are kind of small, and they're flopped over.
Yeah, they are.
Very goofy, and he has kind of a wrinkly face, too.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Mom might have had a night with a Sharpei.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
You never know.
But he doesn't have the wrinkly skin. But
those ears.
I'd almost pay for a DNA test on this dog.
Honestly.
I almost would. But I haven't paid for one yet for Buford, so I'm not paying for other dogs. But this is, and he's got the blue eyes. But he doesn't have the husky eyes. You know, husky eyes are kind of like slanted, you know, more.
Yeah.
His eyes are like round.
They're round and they're
blue.
Extremely blue.
Oh, yeah.
They're very captivating.
It is. You know how, you know, the huskies have kind of the wolf-like, you know, I mean, they have, you can see their eyes, but
yeah.
His are round eyes.
very round.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
He's very fun-looking, and he's just really fun. He has very much that husky personality of he's really fun. He's always ready to do something. He's very outgoing, very friendly, very playful, very smart. but he definitely has his moments of not being the smartest guy either. He's very goofy. He has a very big goofy streak, I would say.
Well, he's laying underneath the table right now, and he looks like, you know, he looks like a husky, but not quite. But
yeah.
If you looked at him just, you know, from a, you know, just when you glance at him, when I glanced at him, it was like, yeah, oh, you got a husky. Then I noticed his ears. And
right.
So they're a little bit longer ears that kind of flop.
Yeah.
Or they, you said shorter ears, but they're, if,
They look small because they're folded over.
Yeah, at the halfway point. At the halfway point. But that is cute. And those big blue eyes. He's a good looking dog.
He is. Definitely if you're a husky lover, I think you would absolutely adore Mochi. Because he's like, he's husky, but then you're also getting a little something else too.
Oh yeah. I wonder, huskies can take care of themselves. And if you have one, you need two so they can howl at each other.
Yeah, no, he's very social with other dogs.
Is he social with other?
Yeah.
Okay, gets along well with other dogs. How about, he seems with people like, you know, you and me, he seems really good. How about, have you had him around children or anything?
He hasn't met any.
Curious.
He's seeing people.
Totally curious. He's looking out the window at Sue in there.
He hasn't met any, like, really little kids yet, but so far he's been really friendly with everybody he's met.
Don't leave yet. I'm just telling Sue, don't leave yet. We only got to wait for, like, 2 minutes. Okay, so you haven't had him around kids?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But he's very friendly.
I think he's going to be great.
I think he would be.
He looks like something like when Buford the other day had Shrek 2. I don't know if you saw that video I put on Facebook.
No, I haven't.
All the kids from Shrek 2, the cast, all a bunch of little kids. Smaller children.
Yeah.
He was surrounded. You could not see him. They were all petting him. Then his head comes up.
Children.
He looks at me, big smile on his face, goes right back down. They're all petting him. Linda's book club last night. He comes in, falls on his back so the ladies can rub his belly. He is totally fine with people. And I got a feeling, Mochi. Would be like that. We'll see. Okay, so how about Mochi? How much does it cost for Mochi?
So for Mochi, his adoption fee is $75.
Okay, but that includes his shots, his neutering, his chip. And we just had that big story in the paper where the cat that was gone for 3 years but wasn't gone for 3 years, that the family had him.
Isn't that interesting?
The chip had moved. And so, you know, when he first got the first chip, that was the weirdest story.
Wasn't that? It was a weird day when that happened.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, and so what it was is
it was really cool.
These people had this kitten that after about 6 months left, and then it had been chipped. And then this lady, several weeks later, said, I've got a cat that looks like your cat. And they didn't think so.
Yeah.
But they adopted it anyway, had it chipped again. And it was later on they found out it was the original cat, just the original chip had moved somewhere else in its body.
Isn't that so interesting?
I know,
chips can migrate, especially if you put it, you know, in like a kitten or a puppy or something where who's growing, the chips will migrate. So that was a really cool story, though, and it was really neat that we got to reunite them with their kitty.
But he'd been with them. But he'd been with them that whole time,
I know, that whole time.
Yeah, so it was like... That was a great story. Okay, so Mochi is ready for adoption. You can come in today and pick him up, probably.
Oh, yes, he's ready to go, and
he's going to enrich your life.
Dog.
Now, I want you to look at Facebook, at KCNR Facebook page, because we're going to have a little video with me and Mochi. Mochi. What is it?
Mochi.
Mochi.
After M-O-C-H-I.
Okay, after the show here. So, okay, Haven Humane. Great people doing great things.
Well, thank you.
You bet. All right, let's take a break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Follow your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Well, what should we just start about? Oh, how about this? Let's go transgender right away. The California lawmakers aren't going to change any state policies allowing transgender kids and teens to play on sports teams. They're going to still allow children or teens, young adults, to self-identify their gender and then participate in those sports and those locker rooms and those bathrooms. And they rejected two proposals of Democratic lawmakers on the state's Assembly Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism. Rejected two proposals by Republicans after hours of impassioned debate. One bill would require the California Interscholastic Federation, the governing body for high school sports, to adopt rules banning students whose sex was assigned male at birth from participating on a girls' school sports team. That would reverse the 2013 law allowing kids to do that. And the other would have reversed the other one would have reversed the law allowing students to participate in sex segregated school programs, including on sports teams and use bathrooms and other facilities that align with their gender identity. Now, Even Gavin Newsom said it wasn't fair for trans girls that were boys the year before or whatever to participate against females. I don't understand why this is so hard. I mean, if you look at polls throughout the whole United States, all parties, all people, it's like 70% think it's not fair for a male at birth and on into their teens changing their identity, self-identifying as a woman, and then participating or competing against girls, biological girls. I mean, there's case after case after case after case. And they say in here, well, there's a few. There's a few. No, there's a lot. That girls that have worked so hard their whole life to compete, volleyball, track, softball, basketball, any sport, and then go up against somebody that has a bigger frame, more muscles, the whole thing. I mean, you know, you've read about it. I don't want to go on ad nauseum. But, Trump passed that law that said there's just executive order that said there's only two sexes. The Olympic Committee or the U.S., AA, was it USAA? They said that you had to participate in the sex that you were born with. And it just keeps going on. For me, I think it's a fairness. If somebody identifies as a girl, I mean, a male that begins to identify as a female, there's a lot of concern there. That child's going to need a lot of support from not only their family, but school, the people they deal with, their peer groups and all this. It's not easy. And it takes guts to do something like this. However, having the physical attributes of a male competing against a female just isn't fair to the female. It seems like when the females that are now identifying as a male and they're in sports, you know, they don't do as well. So, I mean, if you're saying it's equal, it's not equal. If it was equal, transgender girls would not be setting state track records or pole vault records or high jump or long jump or hurdles, these kind of things. Being on a volleyball team, you'd put somebody out of the game because you can strike the ball so hard, it causes a concussion to them, a severe concussion when it hits them in the head. I don't know. But this is the state of California. Nothing's going to change that way. No matter what the governor said, and as you know, that caused a great deal of consternation when he said that on his podcast. Trump administration is still moving on. It looks like the stock market doesn't know what to make of it. China on tariffs has hit a 34% retaliatory tariffs on all U.S. goods. And Trump has said that it's been unfair for so long that it's going to take a while for these tariffs to level out. And if you look at percentages, and you can look it up yourself. I saw them the other day. I mean, we were having tariffs on our goods, 25, 30%, 40% on our goods, some of them going to Canada. When you start talking about tariffs, is it going to be an impact? Yes, but what kind of impact? You've got people running scared right now. With the idea is that all prices are going to raise, and really? We may have protesters out in front of our building here. It can't be over what I'm saying about Trump and tariffs. Oh, I know what it is. It's because Congressman LaMalfa is supposed to call today. And I guess they're going to protest out front. And do you need a microphone? I'll put it on a microphone. Tell me what it is. Is that what it is? Oh, David's just shaking it. He's kind of like, what is that? What are the protesters out there for?
It's someone who's often doing public comment at the county board of supervisors. I won't say his name. And he's out there, and he's got pictures of you and Doug.
Pinkney?
Nope.
Somebody else? Oh, okay.
His name starts with a Christian.
Oh, Christian Gardiner.
He's got a picture of you and Doug.
Really?
And it says cowards.
It says cowards? Both of us?
I'm pretty sure it was both of you guys' picture.
Really? Well, Christian Gardiner. I hope he gets some more people out.
Right.
I mean, I'm worth more than one damn protester. Right. And Christian Gardiner, come on. I want Pinkney. Right. I want them all. Well, maybe they all will show up. If you're going to protest me because we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on as a guest once a month, come on. Bring your best shot. One, come on. It's my feelings are starting to get hurt here. Come on, I'm worth more than one protester. Yeah, somebody wrote to me yesterday, said, is somebody I know, a friend, is LaMalfa on tomorrow? And I said, yes. And then next thing, will he be in station? And I said, usually isn't. You know, he calls in. Oh. And so I guess it's going around the pipeline there. What was I talking about? Tariffs. Yeah, heck with that. All right. Hey, I just saw, and I don't know, I kind of passed through when I was reading yesterday about things going on, that the stock market is taking a hit over these tariffs and everything starting. It makes you, wonder what's going to happen next. And everybody is, people's 501s, or 401s have been hit in all of these. I mean, I was talking to family members. The fact is it's going to take a while for all of this stuff to settle out. And how is it going to settle out? You know, you hear things like, you know, we're selling more cars. They're moving car assembly plants or manufacturing plants back into the United States. More businesses are coming back in. So it's kind of, everything can't be done in 100 days. And since he's come on in, what, January 6th? So it'll be 90 days here this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to be all going. Well, this is what's happened. You've got Doge, which has just thrown a monkey wrench into a lot of different places. You know, my questions are, you know, he comes out when Musk comes out with a chainsaw. You chainsaw stuff, you're going to get some collateral damage there. But the process is if you've got people in those areas, like you lose, hey, you just cut 150 people out of this one unit. They've got to push back and say, hey, look, you know what? We're not saying we can't go out with, you know, we need 50 of these people. If we don't have 50 of these people, then this whole portion of the government that is supporting, let's just say veterans, stops. I mean, it sounds good to say, oh, we're cutting this many jobs, but it's also got to be in such a way that it doesn't destroy the organizations or the people they're supporting. And I'm not sure Congressman LaMalfa is calling in today. But if he does, we can discuss some of these things. Because I have questions. I have questions about when you lose 80,000 people out of the VA and they're saying it's not going to have any impact on health care. I'd like to hear somebody explain that one to me. They're saying, oh, we're taking that, we're pushing all that back into services for the veterans. Okay, but how does that work? Anyway, all right, let's take a quick break. I'm going to go out there and have my photo taken with the protester. And this portion of the show brought to you by, oh, who should it be today? Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yes. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody is better at repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated company, a veteran-owned business right here in town. He's been doing this close to 30 years. Nobody's going to fix your windshield better than Jeff Horst, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Horst not only will fix it, he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah. Get your windshields repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV with those big windows down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Hey, he fixed a crack in my windshield, like an 8-inch crack in my windshield back in 2007. And you still can't see it. That's the kind of work this man does. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. Founded 18 years ago, local board of directors, kind of like the Cheers of banks, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. And they are a full line, everything you could want bank. We do business there. We're real happy. And they're going to be merging, it looks like, with Plumas Bank, coming around August, July-August time frame, which that gives a total of 19 branches that we can use. That are customers there. Matt Mosley, who's the president and CEO of Cornerstone, staying on. And so we're looking forward to see what happens there. Cornerstone Community Bank. I was wrong. The protester is there, but he wasn't addressing me. I wasn't one of the people on his photo.
I thought.
You screwed it up.
I gave it up.
I went out. It was hard to see, but I was not one of the people on
it
the poster.
It looked like you, but it was Donald Trump.
No, it was not. It didn't look like
with
me.
With a hat.
With the hat on. I could see where you might make, no, because I'm much thinner.
I am much thinner. Right.
Than Donald Trump.
And the sun was like glaring on it.
And it was. It was hard. So, Christian's out there and, he's got his one-man protest going, and like I said, I think it's on Facebook now that, come on down, 1326 Market Street, but that's okay. That's the best part. You know, that is the best part about living in America. This guy can go out there, and this is what he believes. This is what he thinks, and he can say it. He doesn't have to worry about the police coming down and hitting him in the head and taking him away like in so many other countries. You stand in front of an abortion clinic, you just have to be standing close to an abortion clinic in the UK and praying, and they can arrest you, and then they can put you in jail for a long time. Now, people will say, what about that lady, that 74-year-old lady that was standing on the sidewalk and praying? She was sentenced to jail, and then she was pardoned by Trump, of course. But, you know, sometimes we can go too far with. You know, when you start saying things like, "Oh, you have freedom of speech, but you don't right here," or you can pray, but not right here. It was kind of, you know, you go back to things like, "Yeah, you can have dinner during COVID, but not at any restaurant." You can, you know, if you drive through the fast food, could you drive through fast food back then? Anyway. Okay, it looks like the,
Yes, but you couldn't drive through church.
But you couldn't, yeah, you could, that's right. It, looks like Lake Shasta is about 90% full. People are, unemployment claims in California increased last week. Are there gonna be cuts for rural California under the Trump administration? See, you see these things that, oh, possible, maybe, all these, but nobody knows for sure, and yet people they're starting to get excited about it, you know, for those kind of things. Anyway, hey, it looks like my guest at 7:30 didn't show up, so I'm starting to see a pattern here with certain guests and how it's set up. We may have to realign how we set certain guests up here. They're always welcome, but it seems like when we set it up, they're not getting the word, or they're getting the word and they're just forgetting, which is because it's set up like a month ahead of time. So we may have to, I think we're going to redo this.
Today would have been a tough conversation too with all this tariff stuff. And it would have been a tough day for any congressman.
Did you hear that Bill Maher went to have dinner with Trump?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, Bill Maher had dinner.
He's a
with
liberal,
President Trump.
Liberal,
very
comedian.
Liberal. However, he's kind of a liberal that calls it straight.
Yeah.
In the sense of he just was all over Kamala Harris the whole time, and he talks about, you know, he says, you know he just says, how can you get, you know, he hits things like, you know, transgenderism, how can you say it's fair when you've got young men body frames competing against girls, And he goes, you know, he is a longtime critic of Trump. And Kid Rock, of all people, Kid Rock. Have you looked at Kid Rock lately?
The guy that could be shot out of a cannon the other day, yes.
Kid Rock?
Yeah, he showed up to the the Oval Office,
yeah.
And he was wearing like a... It looked like he could have been shot out of a cannon, according to the Fox News guy.
Well, anyway, yeah. Kid Rock is... He's no longer a kid, but that's his name, Kid Rock. It's like, I guess it sounds better than
adult.
Aged Rock.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said that it was a cool dinner party, and people were a little, you know, Trump was, you know, expressing some doubt, but, when he said, I really don't like the idea much, and I don't like it much now, but I thought it would be interesting. You know, because, you know, Maher will ask him questions. You know, I'm sure there were some tough questions going on in there. On the other hand, he's asked tough questions, and he is just totally, you know, down on the Democratic Party for the things they've done. He says, I'll never not be a Democrat, but the things they've been doing is just ridiculous. And, you know, they still don't have a plan to move forward. Here it is. Six, 7 months after the election, and they're still in disarray. And where's their leadership? Where's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Schumer? Schumer, who when he agreed to sign that continuing resolution, immediately came under attack by the younger members of the party who, like Crockett and AOC and older guy, Bernie Sanders, they're all socialist. And Crockett says things, and she's out of Texas. She calls her governor, who's in a wheelchair from a terrible accident he had while he was running one day and a tree fell. She calls him Governor Hot Wheels. I mean, she says, well, that's not what I meant. I meant it because he's putting these poor people who come across the border and putting them on trucks and, you know, and moving them in buses and moving them in trains. I mean, it was all BS. I mean, from the first. But this is the leadership of the Democratic Party. AOC? I don't think so. What's that guy? Shepard Smith, the sports commentator? He's the second most popular person in the run for president. And he says, I'm not anywhere near competent or have enough knowledge to run this country. And yet he's number two. You know, so who is the leadership in the Democratic Party? Gavin Newsom? All you have to do is point at Gavin Newsom in California and see what kind of shape we're in and say, do you want the rest of the country to be like this? Who else? Well, Pelosi is... She's tapping out. Who else would it be? I guess there could be a governor or something coming.
Tim Walz.
Huh?
Not Tim Walz.
Oh, no. Tim's gone.
He's done.
Tim. Why he was ever picked is kind of strange anyway. Especially when they didn't vet him and find out that he had abandoned his troops right before they went into combat. Oh, I tell you what, the part about, you know, he's holding M16 and making statements, it's politicians. But when he was on the National Guard, and I honor his service, but he finishes up by, as everybody knows, the sergeant major of the unit, the senior enlisted man, the man that looks after the troops, puts his papers in right before they deploy to a combat zone in Iraq or Afghanistan. So that right there is that's a disqualifier. And for many veterans, that's a disqualifier. You know, why would you do that? You know, because you wanted to run for office. You could run for office next year after you'd had a tour with your troops and come back with honor. So, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And they should be. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only one with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, jewelry designers that will help you design that special piece of jewelry if that's what you choose to do. And then build it for you. Great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. They just donated a beautiful, beautiful turquoise piece of jewelry for the Chicks and Chaps for their live auction. I mean, this is one, a large, I don't know what you call it, it'd be kind of like a necklace, something you can put around your neck like this. I am not a jewelry aficionado, but it sure is great. What else? They're just good people. Been there for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. 41's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is where they're located, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your picketed radio station. Okay, I'm saying that because a protester is out in front, and he's protesting LaMalfa and Trump. I thought it was you mistaken.
My bad.
I should slap you for that. Because Congressman LaMalfa usually calls in the first Friday of each month, and I hadn't heard anything this week. But then again, I haven't been pursuing it because it's been going on for like 5 years. So I figured on Fridays his team knows about it. Let's go back to Marr for a second. And he said, why would you do that? Why would you go speak to him? And he says, are you kidding? He says, I'm not playing this game that you mean girls play, like where, like, you know what? You can't sit at my lunch table because I'm just not talking to you. Not talking to you. You lost the election, he said. Who do you think you have to talk to? If it's one thing if you win it, it's another thing if you lose it. We've got to get more of this going. This has to become the center. This has to become the real center. Right now, it's a few lonely islands that need to become a much bigger sandbar. And he said, what are you going to wear? He said, I'm wearing a suit and tie. It's a sign of respect. It's the White House. You also have to respect the guy who did win. It's more than half the country. I keep saying it. I'm not going to hate. You cannot like Trump. You can hate him, but you can't hate everybody who voted for him. I said it in my last special. I don't hate half the country, and I don't want to hate half the country. And he's absolutely right. You may not like Trump's policies. You may not even like Trump. That's fine. But to hate the people that voted for him and to call them names, and, I mean, how is that opening dialogue like being able to speak to somebody because you disagree with them? I've got friends that I disagree with their viewpoints. They disagree with mine. But you know what? We don't get into fistfights. We don't call each other names. We don't, you know, they don't call me a white nationalist, and I don't call them a communist.
They don't discriminate.
It's
discrimination. It's, you know, and he's an equal opportunity offender.
Who?
Marr.
Marr.
He doesn't discriminate.
Definitely. No. He's funny when he does it. Did you know who one of his best who is that? Ann Coulter, very conservative woman columnist, right? Opinion piece. Very, very much right wing. She and Marr are good friends. And when you ask Ann Coulter, because she was up here for an event one time, and we were able to have dinner with her sitting at the table, and somebody asked her, how can you be such good friends with Bill Maher? She says, because we're friends. We don't agree with each other on hardly anything political. However, we have a lot in common, and we're really good friends. I found that interesting because that's the way it can be.
That's free speech, right?
Well, no, it's the fact is you don't have to agree with everybody and still love your country. You don't have to agree with your opinion, but I still respect you as a person and an individual because there's so much more to everybody than the fact that they either voted for Trump or they voted for Harris. There's so much more. That is just surface. And then you get down into it, and it's like, oh, well, you know, I can't see my parents because they voted for Trump. I can't see my parents because they voted for Trump. What is wrong there?
That's discrimination.
It's worse than that. No. It's worse than discrimination. There is something missing in someone that would throw their family aside because they don't like the way they voted. I mean, people ask me, why did you vote for Trump? And I'll try to lay out the few reasons that it made a difference to me. And then I'll ask, well, why did you vote for Harris? And then they try to lay out the few reasons that they did. And most of the reasons are, she wasn't Trump. You know, ABT, anybody but Trump. But still, you're able to talk to people. In our community, the majority of people here, a significant majority, are Republicans, conservative. It doesn't mean that the 35% of the Democrats don't have anything to add to Reading, because they do. Many of them support the events. Many of them are out there helping and volunteering and doing these things. You know, they're out there helping to clean up the trash, just like the conservatives are. I mean, they are out there supporting their schools. They're supporting their churches. I mean, it's so many things, my friends. There's so many things that we have in common that we should be able to work together to push down the street. I understand where our protests are out there. He's just terribly offended by the fact that Congressman LaMalfa won't have town halls. On the other hand, we also know if there's a town hall, there's a chance that it's going to be taken over by people who are going to be yelling and screaming, and it's going to turn into a Pier 1 brawl. So, I mean, that can happen. You know, it's up to LaMalfa where he wants to have a town hall. He can speak on the station, and people can call in and ask questions. That's part of it. And, are you agreeing with everything that Trump's doing? When I've asked him that before, and the answer to that is no. He's not agreeing with everything because of certain reasons. However, the country was in a, not a death spiral, but it was in a downward spiral. And the way we were handling ourselves on the border, parts of the economy, social issues, and foreign policy issues. I mean, here we've got two wars going on. Even though the war in Israel seems to be pretty much over, there's still attacks going on. Ukraine and Russia. And this is going to be something that's going to be a pain in the world's butt for a continuing period of time. They can't even agree to have a 30-day ceasefire. Oh, yeah. I've got to give away something. What am I giving away? We're going to give away right now. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to win two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Just give us a call, and we're going to enter you into the contest where we will draw the name out. We're going to give away two sets of we're going to give tickets, two tickets for Friday, two tickets for Saturday, which is sold out, by the way, and two tickets for Sunday. So just call in at 530-605-4567 and get yourself entered into this. And we're going to do the drawing on April 11th, so you have plenty of time to plan on which day on going either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I think what we'll do is we'll draw them in order, and then you get your choice of one of those 3 days. And then the number two guy gets the second choice, and number three person gets what's left. So, 605-4567. In our next hour, I'll be giving away some tickets to Glowing Wild. And let me tell you, this is a tremendous exhibit that Turtle Bay has started. And it is opening tonight. So, and these tickets we give you are good for any night that it's open. It's not a specific night or a specific time. These tickets are good for any time, any day that they're open. And you just have to check and see which days are open. I think during the rodeo, I think they shut down for a few days. Strictly because of parking. But you can check that out on their website. And we're going to be giving away tickets here over the next, month. So we'll give away two at a time, and we'll be doing that in the next hour. Okay. We'll see if Congressman Moffa calls us. He usually does. And I've sent out a couple reminders to the staff. Haven't heard anything back. Maybe it's an off day for them. Who knows? Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Anxious times. If you're a stockholder, Wall Street continues to sink following yesterday's major sell-off. But the economic news, not all doom and gloom this morning. The Labor Department's latest jobs report is in.
U.S. employers added 228,000 jobs last month. The hiring numbers were up from 117,000 in February and nearly double the expected number of 130,000 for March. Workers' average hourly earnings were up 0.3% from February, about what economists had expected. Year over year, hourly pay is up 3.8%. The unemployment rate last month ticked up to 4.2%. George Williams reporting.
And speaking of jobs, a staff shakeup involving intelligence and national security employees, White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Trump administration fired the top two officials at the National Security Agency, including the director who also headed the Pentagon's U.S. Cyber Command. And President Trump acknowledged the firing of several White House National Security Council officials. The shakeup came a day after far-right activist Laura Loomer met with the president to discuss staff loyalty. He said Loomer sometimes offers advice, but claimed she had nothing to do with the recent firings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More bad weather in the forecast for a wide swath of the South, the Midwest, parts of the East. Earlier this week, storms killed five people in Tennessee, one each in Indiana and Missouri. Tragedy in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Three members of a family struck and killed by an Amtrak train last evening. South Korea will be holding a presidential election within 2 months. The nation's constitutional court has removed impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol from office. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down about 1,300 points. The Nasdaq off 766. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Russia has struck Ukraine's second city.
At least five people were killed and over 30 injured in a Russian drone strike on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Fires broke out in various locations due to the shelling, destroying and damaging residential houses and cars. According to local authorities, seven strikes were reported, resulting in damage to nearly 30 houses and an administrative building. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia fired 78 strike and decoy drones overnight. According to Ukrainian government and Western military analysts, Russian forces have preparing to launch a fresh military offensive in the coming weeks to maximize pressure on Ukraine and strengthen the Kremlin's negotiating position in ceasefire talks. I'm Charles Delavasse.
Search teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of buildings a week after a massive earthquake rocked Myanmar, killing more than 3,100 people. Focus now turns toward the urgent humanitarian needs of the country. News and analysis, townhall.com. Gray wolves stirring up trouble out west.
Commissioners in a rural New Mexico county say pets are being snatched from front yards and livestock are being killed by Mexican gray wolves, prompting them to declare a state of emergency. In the latest flashpoint over efforts to reintroduce wolves in the western U.S., Catron County commissioners met Thursday to consider steps to hire more people to investigate damage reports and help haze the endangered wolves. They heard nearly 3 hours of testimony from frustrated ranchers and concerned residents. Counties in California and Oregon also recently declared emergencies because of problems with gray wolves there. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Department of Energy has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers in a push to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 4th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, David's at the helm, and it's National Hug Somebody, isn't it?
National Hug a News Person Day.
Hug a News Person Day. okay. Let me see. What's it look like for weather? Today, sunny with a high near 71. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 75. Sunday, high near 69, partly sunny. Monday, 30% chance of showers. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Tuesday, partly sunny. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Thursday, sunny. So, more sunny days than rainy days. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business close to 30 years. They're into their third generations of the Kenny family. Who are running that Anderson project down there. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're great people. They treat their customers so well. Their customer service is just outstanding. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning, sir. How the heck are you?
We're fine. I was a little bit concerned this morning because we have a protester, and I thought one protester. I thought they were protesting me, but they're not. So
stuck on it.
Yeah, I kind of thought. I kind of thought it was, and I went out there and said, "Just one? Come on, and you know, bring more. You know, one." And then I realized he was protesting you and Trump, and I thought, "Oh, okay." I wanted more, but for you, I mean, you know, you can have as many as you want.
Well, it's nice to be noticed, right? So,
do you have people follow you around and harass you?
Oh, they're doing it mostly on the internet and showing up at the offices. Like they have one scheduled in Chico every week from 11 to 12, is my understanding. The Chico office, You know, it's.
I mean, but you see some people like Vance got, you know, was being followed while he was on a ski trip with his kids, and they were following him. And you see other people, you know, they come to the restaurant, and they're yelling and screaming and those kind of things. Have you seen that much happening back there?
You hear about it, but it's, you see some of the Dems trying to organize stuff. You know, you've seen the Maxine Waters bit there where she says, go get in their face and all this stuff. So it's,
Yeah.
I mean, that's not how you get things. But I don't think it's always really about trying to have a negotiation or conversation. I think this all happened in 2017 as well, as soon as Trump came in that time.
Yeah.
We had a series of town halls back then. And they're more protesting Trump. But, you know, by association as a Republican who, you know, likes a lot of the policies that, you know, we got the, we're the recipient of that too. But it's one thing if you want to express views and have a conversation and actually try and say, well, hey, maybe we can help shape this legislation come along by information that you all can give us. But, what it appeared to be in 2017 and, what I've seen on some clips from other members having town halls like, you know, Texas, places like that, that they're really seeking to show up to make a fuss, and then they have video they can release and highlight, say, look, nobody likes these guys and their agenda, you know. So, but it's percentage-wise, it's a tiny percent of people that are showing up this and being this militant. You know, there's a higher percentage that don't like Trump policies or Republican policies. That's why elections tend to be, you know, 55-45, 60-40, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's, but, you know, nobody's trying to take stuff from anybody. It's trying to free up the American economy, free up choices for people. And, they don't like choices, I guess. Except when we're talking about abortion, that's about the only thing they seem to like choice on is abortion.
Well, I have a question. You know, but when you see things in the paper and, you know, then you try to, or online, and you try to, you know, follow it back. Like, let's just talk about the VA, something that's near and dear to my heart. They're talking about cutting 80,000 people out of the VA. And yet the VA secretary says, oh no, this is going to, it won't have any impact on veterans and the health care they get. How can you cut 80,000 people out and not have some kind of impact?
Well, that remains to be seen. But, you know, what is the size of the organization to begin with? How many is there total?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people in it. Yeah, I'm sure there's like 450 or 500,000. So,
yeah. And when you, like Doge is doing and Musk and those guys, and even our secretaries are like, Secretary of EPA, Director of EPA, he was relating how, in D.C., the EPA had rented space, in what's called the Reagan Building there, and they had like 7 or 8 floors, and several floors of it weren't even being used. Those, each floor of the building cost about $3 million a month. So they are going to be able to save tens of millions of dollars over a year just on rental space that the EPA doesn't need. And then there's the idea that the EPA is probably working a little too hard on making things difficult for people with over-regulation. So, you know, what is being looked at across the board is that what parts of this are essential versus it's built up layers of fat over the years. And, you know, remember in the COVID layoffs, they said only essential workers need to show up. Well, I want to see and have another look at the non-essential list and see why are we paying for that. You know, Elon Musk, when he bought Twitter/X, he ended up finding out that a good 3/4 of the people working in that outfit weren't really doing a whole lot. He's been able to downsize that dramatically, and it still runs pretty good. I mean, he's still got more things he wants to fix with it. But, you know, that's what we need to look at. We all know, we can all tell when we deal with any government agency that And that's not to impugn everybody. There's a lot of good people that help you out and do it with a good attitude. But, you know, somebody needs to dig a ditch here nearby that's, in order to run a power line through it. Somebody came up last minute, oh, better have Fish and Game come look at that. And, why? It's just a ditch. And, well, there might be a species, so that they're going to be at least 60 days affected by waiting for them bureaucratically to come look at this. And they'll tell us, like, well, we don't have enough staff and enough funding. No, I think you're thinking up too many things to regulate, too. Because regular folks out here, that's what they have to deal with to get anything done. And when you see that people, especially like, they're showing that above 90% of the people in D.C. were not showing up to work, that those buildings are empty. You can hardly find anybody in there, at least before the Trump administration. So there's room.
Well, you know, this is what, you know, so many things I see, it says may this, it could have, you know, and all that, but see, nobody knows yet. And that was my question. I don't know.
The newspapers make a lot of, make a lot of articles, could cause this, may cause that. Like, well, you know, asteroid may crash into the Earth too. It's part of the hype, and it isn't really honest news anymore. When you have to deal with that as almost becoming fact. So let's do what the right thing is and keep government on a leash, because people would much rather be able to make decisions on their own with their income, their property, what have you. Just because it's a government worker with a government badge doesn't make them any more righter or smarter or correct on an issue than anybody else.
I think the bottom line on this is if you're running a business and your business is spiraling out of control with how much money you're spending and you've got to cut expenses, you've got to cut expenses. That's what business does. And because we don't have the ability to just say, oh, let's just raise how much, you know, how much money I can owe every year.
Government thinks it can do that. And
well, it's done it. It's done it.
we're doing all this in the shadow of an annual $2 trillion deficit.
Yeah.
In one fiscal year. Now, I have a report that I get every morning that shows, it's a look back over the last 365 days, right? And so on election day and then on inauguration day, those numbers were hovering around 2.15 to 2.2 trillion over that 365 look back over, you know, the previous year. So that was election day and inauguration day. It's already down to, and you know, I don't know, I don't want to break my arm patting ourselves on the back too much, but it's down from 2.15 or 2.2 to about 1.63. So just in this amount of time Trump has been there, and moving this in this direction, we've narrowed the spending deficit by, you know, about 20%. That isn't the be-all, end-all, because who can be proud of a $1.6 trillion upside down? But it's moving that direction. We've got budget reconciliation coming up really soon to further narrow government operations that are bloated and put some priorities forth that are going to help grow the economy. That's where the tariff thing has ended up going here. But there's a lot of people upset about tariffs too, on a personal level, whether it's, you know, their business being affected or they believe it will be affected. You know, some people worried the stock market had a sell off yesterday. Well, stock market
dropped 1,100 points. Yeah.
When it thinks it sees a ghost, it's going to do dramatic things. And the stock market looks over 40,000. Okay, that's pretty high, so there's going to be room for correction once in a while when there is a hiccup. So the thing is, let it run a little while here, because the goal here is righting, at least to some extent, the horrific tariff policy this country has faced on the products we try to export anyway. And almost every country, you probably saw that big list, already has tariffs in place, and Trump brought them in most cases up to only half of what their tariff is against us. You know, and there's probably a couple quirks here somewhere where certain things we didn't have, they weren't tariffing us. So these are things you have to refine. I'm getting a couple calls about that. But overall, the goal is to have American jobs, American production. We've already seen that there's been pledged about $4 trillion of investment since this timeline, since Trump came in, and the Republican House and Senate majorities. A $4 trillion in new investment back in the U.S. That's pretty darn good, you know, instead of deciding we're going to build more in China, build more in Indonesia, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't make American jobs. It doesn't mean that the people are going to be paid at a good American standard. It doesn't mean all the environmental stuff is going to be followed as closely as here. You know, so there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, China builds, they keep saying, another coal-fired power plant about once every 2 weeks or whatever it is. Like, well, you know, We don't get to do that stuff here, so why we export the jobs and the market that is going to be built under those conditions instead of here, when there's a lot better, you know,
environmental
oversight on that level. I mean, I think the environmental laws have swung way too far in some cases, where you have to, you know, get such a long permit period to do a normal thing. Like, you know, one of the copper mines that was being briefed about a while back, took 29 years for a permit. 29 years. And for the amount of electrification that the left wants to do, the environs want to do, oh, we want to electrify every car and every stove and every, lawnmower. We're going to have to do a lot more copper and a lot more extraction of minerals. Go ahead.
Okay, I need to take a two-minute break. And we come back, I want to talk about this bill you introduced yesterday. And I think, what's it called, repealing California's extreme vehicle emissions mandates, which kind of goes along with what you're saying right now. I'd like to talk about that, because this will have, you know, this has a huge impact on just, you know, average citizen and the working class. And I'd like you to tell people what you are trying to achieve with this. Anyway, we're going to be back in 2 minutes. Hang on and listen to what this new, the new extreme vehicle emissions mandates that Congressman LaMalfa is, along with several others, are trying to repeal.
save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Redding Grange is going to have their big spaghetti feed fundraiser tomorrow, Saturday, April 5th at the Redding Grange at 4850 Cedars Road. This is big, the Sons and Daughters of Italy are making their famous spaghetti with meatball salad and garlic bread, and you can either eat there or take out. They've got a drive-through going by. It's here to benefit their scholarship fund. Help us help a couple of great local students. It's tomorrow from 4 to 7 there at the Grange. $18 per adult, $8 per child. So it's a great event, and they do a lot of good with that. And we're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and I wanted to, you know, you've led the, or you have introduced legislation to repeal California's extreme vehicle emissions mandates, Congressman. How did this come about?
Well, it's, you see these mandates, and they affect California greatly, but they do have a ripple effect across, other western states and, you know, even the whole country when others start emulating what happens here under, like, California Air Resources Board. There's about 700 states that think it's a great idea to follow the pattern here. So what you have is that they sit there at CARB in Sacramento and come up with more mandates each day, each week, each month to cinch down numbers on car emissions or truck emissions or barbecues or what have you. And they're never satisfied that we've got a set of standards that once they're finally met, you know, that we, you know, X amount by a certain date, that will be in pretty good shape. You know, the L.A. Basin, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, it's pretty bad. They got pretty clean air down there these days because of that. It's not all going to be changed by making cars that are impossible to reach a zero standard, and so that means everybody has to buy electric cars. We were just talking a minute ago about, so how are these electric mandates going to be met when we don't have near the power generation, they're actually tearing out generation. A bunch of hydropower is being constantly under assault, and we can't mine the products in this country to have the copper we need, all the other strategic metals and minerals that are important for production of that, let alone not leave the electric mandate on the table. They're going to need a lot more just to produce all the electronics and high-tech machinery, et cetera, that they're pushing forward on. You keep hearing about, you know, more AI, more data centers, and they're going to use way more power than what's being used. And so these data centers are going to use a tremendous amount of electricity, and yet we are cutting ourselves off from the ability to produce the power. And I think they're going to do it all with windmills and solar panels, and you see where this giant solar farm down in Southern California called Ivanpah, I-V-A-N-P-A-H, they're starting to shut that down because it doesn't work that well. It's not efficient for them. And so one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing other than there's more regulations. What we're doing here with these rules is that under what's called the Congressional Review Act, we're allowed for a certain window of time to repeal rules and regulations that are just made by the stroke of a pen of the president or a federal agency. And so we have that window for a few more weeks here to be able to do that and get rid of some Biden pronouncements done by the previous EPA folks. What they're asking for is that they can grant waivers to states individually to so that the states can exceed the EPA U.S. standards on emissions or a variety of things. In this case, it happens to be California's Cal EPA and CARB that are trying to ratchet down the availability to buy internal combustion engine cars. So you've heard that. They want to stop by 2030 or 2035, depending on cars, trucks, this, that. Well, and people can't afford this. People don't want this. And so what we're seeking to do with these three different CRAs that I'm co-sponsoring is that that rule, that waiver that the U.S. is going to give California and whatever other states that join is going to be pulled back, and they can have the same standard as the rest of the country. This also puts the manufacturers in a spot where they have to make special vehicles at some point for those states or lose out on being able to sell what they make mainstream. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is when you see this, everybody knows what a mess this is going to be. But it takes an act of Congress from you all to have them change this. When it was under the Biden administration, he just waived it. Can't the EPA just waive it also, or say, nope, we're no longer waiving it, or is this?
Congress has, yeah, that's the Congressional Review Act, the CRA,
okay,
is what it's called. We can go in and take back, and it's kind of wild because you have a regulatory agency that almost has more power than the elected body in Congress. So we have to fight for this window of time to repeal what an agency does. You saw the Supreme Court last year did issue what's called the Chevron decision, where the courts used to just defer to the agencies, like, well, whatever you say, you're the experts, not us. And so for a long time, the deferential treatment of whatever a government bureaucrat would say was done by the courts. Like, well, the Supreme Court finally said, no, we're not just going to allow them to do what they want without somebody having a review process in that. This is our review here under regulation because we hear about it firsthand. These regulators, they're in a high office building in D.C. or Sacramento somewhere, so California getting a waiver. And you know what they do in Sacramento? They take up ways all the time to try and take things away from you, to narrow your choices, because it looks good in a press release to say, we're doing more to fight pollution. Our cars and trucks burn massively cleaner than they have in ever, right? The good performing vehicles. And just thinking that we're going to replace all our trucks with electric, all our cars with electric, where does the electricity come from? What source? At the same time, the environs are tearing out our hydroelectric dams. On Klamath, they're after them up in Washington. There's some in Tehama County, some small ones. They just constantly are after hydro for fish passage or something. And our big nuclear plant in San Luis Obispo, that's 9% of the grid right there. It's on life support. They finally just extended it 5 years. Yeah, that's only 5 years, a couple years ago. So now, where's all this power going to come from? So this is just one step to give people choices and not have their electricity rates continue to skyrocket, because that'll be one of the effects. And buy cars that cost 50% more than the same size car, same capacity car, because it's an electric. And that's what they're really mandating. More gas-powered cars.
Well, we got to take a quick break here, Congressman. My comment on this is, if you haul anything, and, you know, I haul a horse trailer with horses in it, I don't have, there's no electric truck out there that can haul those horses where I need to go to. And
well, they have a lot of torque, but they run out of battery really fast.
I mean, no, I mean, they've probably got the power. I'm not concerned about that. But you go, you know, 100 miles down the road, or say you're heading up to the Warner Mountains or up in the Trinity, what do? Do you take a, you know, a diesel generator or a gas generator to recharge? It's just,
well,
you know, when you make a mandate like that, it's like they don't have any concept about real life.
No, they don't. They just make the mandate and think, oh, you know, they arrogantly believe, like, well, technology will catch up to that. They'll figure it out because we're forcing them to. We have authority. You run into physics there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, we've got to take a two-minute break. When we come back, you are part of a bipartisan effort to repeal excise tax on heavy trucks.
Yes,
I found that.
On those trucks, yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll get that as soon as we get back from this break. Okay, we're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, founded in 1960 in the same location since 1967. Been going there since 2007 getting my hair cut. Never had a bad haircut. I give them a call for an appointment at 530-244-9478. Great people. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. Man's last stronghold. I'm going to get the congressman down there one day to trim your locks and your beard. Congressman
Lamoffa. What are you saying about that there, Lacey Baum?
Well, you know what? I've seen you a couple times. You've turned that loose.
Well, that's
what is this long hair thing you got going for you?
That's the 70s coming out, right?
Hey, Congressman, thanks, first of all, for joining us. And we're talking about a couple of bills and the other things going on, but this bill that you introduced, a bipartisan bill to repeal the federal excise tax on heavy trucks. And after you read about it, it's kind of like something that started in, what, World War One.
It was to help pay for World War One, yeah. So it's the federal excise tax adds about, depending on the price of the truck, it floats with the price, about $20,000 to $30,000 of additional tax on a brand new, full size truck. And so, you know, there's a lot of factors in what it takes to be in the trucking business, especially if you're a bit of a smaller concern, you know, not like 100 trucks or some of the national companies. It's an issue there where government and people keep encouraging or prodding or regulating into buying newer, cleaner trucks that have more safety features and stuff on them, yet they are prohibiting you from the affordability of them by adding that extra tax on it. So we think this will incentivize pretty greatly the ability to afford to buy the trucks that government wants you to buy. You know, remember, like, they want you to buy more gas-efficient cars, you know, Priuses and things like that. And so what do they do later? They think, like, well, we're not getting enough revenue from the gas tax. We're going to have to find another tax to raise. I mean, that's how government thinks. And so currently, and I'm getting off topic here a little bit, but they're contemplating, they're dreaming in California about putting on a vehicle mileage tax, meaning taxing for every mile you drive, and you have to keep track of it and then send it in. So, but reverting back to this discussion here, yes, the federal excise tax on trucks just drives the price up unnecessarily, other than they love revenue and they love more money. But it puts it out of reach for many, many drivers, many trucking companies to update their fleet as they would like to see fit.
Yeah, because it's not just the truck. It's also trailers and all that kind of stuff, too. And
well, the truck is the bulk of where the cost is, because they can be, you know, $150,000, $200,000, depending how they're appointed and equipped and such. So it's significant. And doggone it, we're still paying for World War One with that, I think. They're still going to pay the local sales tax on it. There's still taxes involved they're going to get. This is just like an extra bonus tax, so to speak, for this. And so there's a lot of truckers in support. Obviously, the auto dealers that have those truck dealers as part of their network. And it is a bipartisan bill. I've had good bipartisan partners in the past as we've tried to run this bill before. But there's, you know, they always talk about, well, there's got to be a pay for it. How are we going to pay for it? And that's how government looks at it. They already have the money banked in their mind of what they are getting from tax or could get from a new tax. They go, what's the pay for? The people are paying for it, man. You know, it's the bill recently on people being taxed on the award damages they were getting from the PG&E fire, right?
And, right.
They were getting taxed heavily for, you know, if they were going to get compensated $40,000, $50,000 or even more, $100,000 for their home loss in that lawsuit settlement, IRS thought that was a taxable event. Like, well, people didn't ask to have their house burned down. They didn't ask to have to come up with the money to rebuild their house. Now that's like, it's basically like it would take a chunk out of the equity of their home that their home they don't have anymore. They have to rebuild. So let's say you had that $100,000 value in your home, and if you're just sitting there, if it never burned down, it's not like they would have come along and taxed that chunk of that equity. So we got that bill done finally but you know, we heard about, well, what's the pay for it? Like, well, this wasn't your transaction to begin with. This was between the utility and the settlement and the people involved, not some government action that they need to come along and, you know, like, I don't know, Don Finucci in Godfather Part Two getting his cut and walking down the street there, you know. So
hey, are you comparing the government to the mafia?
I've observed both, and it was quite similar attitude. Yes.
Hey,
you've seen it, man. You've seen how aggressive people are in some of these regulatory agencies towards just good, innocent people. I mean, the wolves that they've introduced up in the Northeast are just devastating wildlife, and now they've got an appetite for beef. It's probably nearly 200 spring calves have been lost in that area between reported and unreported, and they don't hardly seem to give a heck in the Sacramento Fish and Game.
We've discussed that on the air several times that, you know, when you have, you know, you can't touch them, and then you've got, you know, you might be reimbursed if you can prove a calf was taken down, but if you can find the calf.
They're incentivized at Fish and Game to not admit that this is a wolf kill.
Right.
You know, I mean, one case, here's one for you. I don't know if I told you this before. But in one case there, they decided, well, probably the mother cow stepped on the calf, and the calf died from that. And so, therefore, the wolf came along, ate the calf later, or chewed on it a bit. They don't actually devour everything they kill. And then, so that really wasn't the fault of the wolf, because there's an eaten and already dead cow. So now, how many incidents do you have in wolf country where the mother cow steps on the calf? I mean, that's absurd. They're just trying to deny the reimbursement, because they don't really like that there's people in the cattle business anyway. You have a bunch of environmental idealists that make up these agencies, more and more layers of them, whether, you know, the Clinton administration, Obama administration, and, you know, 40 plus years of Democrat control of the state agencies in Sacramento. It's relentless. It's endless. And, you know, people keep voting this stuff in, especially at the state level. And at some point they have to understand the cost of energy, the cost of a truck, the cost of their food is all being driven by these extreme policies coming out of Sacramento for, you know, our state reps. And we're trying to get a handle on it at the federal level, and people are squawking a little like about, you know, some of the layoffs and the tariffs and things. But these are all set to, over a little longer term, not just a week or two, set things on a much better path for American jobs, American investment. As I said at the top, $4 trillion in new investment has been pledged since the Trump administration of building factories here, of increasing the jobs here, not Mexico, not Indonesia, not China. And so, yeah, things are getting a little rough with Canada and Mexico. They don't like that either. But look at the tariffs that they impose on our stuff going into their countries. Like Canada charges 275% tariff on dairy products that would flow in there. 275. What is that? You know, they can't buy our stuff. As a rice grower, I can complain about that for a second. Japan has had a long-time tariff against our rice going in there. It was as high as 778% in the past. Right now, it's just about 370. We grow some pretty darn good rice here, high quality, that Japanese people, they actually like. They like the quality, and they like the price when they can get a hold of it. So this is reset button stuff. And Trump, and I felt this way, Carl, long before I was ever directly in politics, is that why doesn't the U.S. just have a mirror policy with these other countries on trade? Hey, you're going to tariff us this way, then we'll tariff with you. You know, let's see how we both like it. Maybe in a period of time, we can see that everybody want to come to the table and ratchet them down together to get them down to a low number or to zero. You know,
well, that's how you do that. Is there a clear path forward? I mean, Trump has done so much in such a short period of time. Is there a clear path forward that he's got, that he knows this is where I want to be at this certain time, and this is what I expect the economy to look like at the end of the year? Has he spoken about that?
His book is called The Art of the Deal, and I think there's a certain amount of art, so to speak, about where this is going to go, because he had a previous threat against Mexico and Canada because their border policies were so terrible for us, and he threatened a bit of a tariff on those at the time. They actually responded, so he pulled it back. Okay, so waving the spear around a little bit does have an effect, and so, you know, I think we'll find longer term that they need us a whole lot more than we need them. We can build and make anything in this country if we're not hampered by our own taxes and regulations that are killing that ability. And I don't want to be an isolationist and stuff, but it's time. You know, we've been paying the heavy freight on the UN, on NATO, on trade policy, on much disproportionate tariffs on issues that, you know, that we, of things that we export versus import. Why do we keep doing this? Why is our side the ones always get screwed on these things and no one's sticking up for them? So hallelujah. It's not going to be easy right now. And we're looking for some carve outs for people that have called us and said, hey, this is a unique deal right here. Everybody's is unique, you know, but, we can make the case that our situation isn't going to affect the overall. And we've done that in the past. We've done it in previous trade. So if it isn't like taking an American job to import it, well, then I don't have a problem with that. But if it is, then we need to hit the reset button on that. And,
there is a call last night,
and people were brought up a couple of points, and I get that. So we'll see. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, when you take a chainsaw to something, there's going to be collateral damage. There's got to be some kind of program set up that when you come in and you cut out X amount of stuff, that the agency can come back and say, hey, you know what, you're right on this. You're 80% right here, but this 20%, we need to keep it. Is there a program set up like that, or are there?
We had the ability. Elon Musk came to a conference meeting that we had here about 3 weeks ago, and he has assisted there. And we were able to bring that up, like, hey, you know, we like the overall direction, but there's some things that need to be a little more surgical here. And they get that. They've been hearing it. And so they're looking at that a little more closely. And they listen when we called into the administration folks. Like, you know, we had the Sierra Army Depot, for example, up there in Lassen County. We were hearing that they were going to do some reductions there. And Sierra Army Depot takes care of itself. It's self-sustaining on cost because of what it does is refurbish armor for Humvees and individual body armor, things like that. There's a lot of enterprises like that going. So really, it pays for itself. There's no reason to get rid of that and think we're going to save money. And it does a good thing, obviously, for our military, making sure they have what they need. So, you know.
So you're saying there is a safety net there that if somebody comes back and says, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're cutting all this, but this is an area we can't cut, that they listen to
it. A bit of one, yes. It sure isn't perfect.
Yeah.
But they're listening to us on that, and, you know, every single instance, are we going to get it right? I can't guarantee that, but the effort is there, and the administration does want to get wins on this.
Okay.
But it's really returning a lot more the economy and the investment back to the American heartland. And not just, I mean, you'll go talk to anybody who does an auto repair shop work, you know, and the parts that they get. You know, every store is just stocking a heavy load of Chinese-made parts. And they're tired of having to deal with this shoddy quality. Because, you know, my guy will tell me that he has to put three parts on to get one that works. You know, put one on, it doesn't work right, take it out, put another one on. And so that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't make it cheaper for the person getting the repair done. And the shop, is he going to eat that on the time? He's going to pay his guys, you know, shop rates to put three parts on, or they're going to split the difference, you know? I mean, that's no good for anybody. So higher quality stuff built here under better quality control is going to be good for us.
Okay, I need two more minutes, Congressman, and then into our last segment.
Carl, I really got to
bail
out here.
Okay, well, let me ask you this one question then.
Yep.
What should we be looking at in the next 3 or 4 months, you know, for Northern California, things that you're working on, things that have an impact on us?
Well, we're working steadily on this wolf situation here, and it sounds like Department of Fish and Game is paying a little more attention now because there's at least 70 wolves running around up there devastating the deer population. And they've developed a taste for beef, and that doesn't go away. They have to control these things. That's important. We're going to be pushing a lot more of the timber management aspect here. We got some good projects actually coming forward from a grant we were able to achieve last year. And they're going to start in. They're going to start in on these northeast counties here, and it's going to be a big thing, a good thing. It'll be local contractors doing it, not all this government trying to do it. So that's going to be a win. We're going to be doing budget reconciliation here very soon. Hopefully this coming week if we can't self-destruct on the floor like we did. And the farm bill will be coming up, defense authorization. It's, you know, a lot of it is the year-to-year stuff, but budget reconciliation and then renewing the tax cuts from 2017, which put more money in middle-income families' pockets. You know, the Dems and the press, say, oh, this is all this tax cuts for the rich. No, all that stuff is built in place for what the corporate tax rate is. What's going to happen is the expiration of tax rates at the individual level, the family level, the way it had to be structured back then, it was required to do that. So we're trying to work that through. We're trying to work that through the Senate. They got their unique rules over there that we have to, you know, dance to a little bit for it to be eligible to be Senate. So there's a lot coming here, but it's going to be good. And I have to remind myself every day, even when I hear people complaining that are whining about town halls or whatever, that we're setting a course that's really going to be strong with the American economy, American security, the border. It just keeps getting a lot better down there on the numbers as they continue to do the right thing. They're self-deporting and they're self-staying away because they don't see the gravy train happening anymore. So it's good stuff, Carl, by and large. It ain't perfect, and there's growing pains in that. But longer term, if we ride this out, it's going to be pretty good for the country.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks
right.
for being on. Thanks, I know that, you know, I appreciate this every month. And I know that you can do other things during this time period, but I like the way you reach out to your constituents up here.
No, I like it, too. I even enjoy the town halls. They just, you know, the under the guise these days of being able to show up and they want to yell for 90 minutes. About nothing. That doesn't get anything done. And
yeah.
So, but I appreciate the time with you. And, you know, sometimes I forget to call in because I just flew in last night or something. So I'm sorry about that.
I send a page burner to a page. I'll send an email to Paige. Where is he? She goes, I'm finding him.
Sometimes he didn't look at his, she'll bury him in his text, but if I forget to look at my phone that morning, it's like, oh, crap. So, you know, like 10 to 9, like, oh, heck, there it is. Anyway.
Okay,
so,
but
you know how it is. I try not to be a slave to the phone either, but you know how it is. So thanks, Carl.
You bet, Congressman.
You soon.
Thank you very much.
Yep,
bye. You know, one of the things that we want. Did we take a break? Do we owe a break? Oh, we need a break. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment. Kind of got off track here, Mr. Congressman. On Friday the 4th, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourself out there. And I'm going to give away two tickets to Glowing Wild. And this is starting tonight, and I'm giving away two tickets to the first caller, 530-605-4567. And you're going to get two tickets to Glowing Wild, and it goes till June. So it's not like you have to race out tonight and get it. So, and these are golden tickets, my friends, which means you can use them on any night. 530-605-4567. Give us a call, and you're going to score two tickets to Glowing Wild. And these are like, I don't know, $40 tickets or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, and you're gonna, I tell you what, this exhibit is absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, I was, you know, I thought the first Garden of Lights was great, and it was. And then the next year was great, and then they brought in Glowing Wild, and I thought, well, this is really good. But this one, this time, the Year of the Snake, they've set that bar high. So I hope you enjoy these tickets. And we're going to be giving away, I got a whole handful of them here, we're going to be giving them away over the next month or so. When you hear the Rawhide thing, get yourself entered for Red Bluff Roundup. And then, of course, after that comes the Reading Rodeo, and we got tickets for that, too. Rodeo Central here. Now, here's the thing. When I asked Congressman Lamoff about this 80,000 people being cut out of the VA, and how can that not have an impact? He says, well, we don't know yet. And we don't know yet what kind of impact that has. But I can tell you this. There's a lot of veterans living up here in the North State. And a lot of people are impacted by the veterans clinics and the hospitals and all this. And there are hundreds of thousands of people that work for the VA. And cutting out 80,000 may be something like if you've got a force of 10 and you cut out one. I mean, if you have a force of 10, you cut out 10% of your workforce, that has an impact. If you cut out 0.5, who knows? But one thing is for sure is that veterans are watching this. And if this looks like a cut in medical care and medical support or any of the other programs that help our veterans, there's going to be the station's going to start raising the BS flag right there. One thing is the veterans that are being helped have earned every one of those benefits. And if they start cutting them, or they find, you know, thinking, oh, well, this is going to be easy, but it makes it harder, then there's going to be an uprising starting right here at KCNR. I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe I've read what the new Secretary of the Veterans Administration has said. He says this money's going to go back in, that the health care and the support to the veterans, it's going to be better. So we'll see. But we'll see. But I think that's like with everybody's got their own little rice bowl there, whether it's an environment or grazing or cost of gas, everybody. So you need to be aware of what's going on and follow it. And don't listen, get your, don't get all your facts out of Fox, CNN, MSNBC, or God knows the View. You got to research it yourself. But we're going to be looking at this real close over the next few months to see, okay, is it better, or is it worse? And I would hope all of us would do that. Have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there. Don't forget that the Sons and Daughters of Italy at the Grange there on Cedar is having a big spaghetti feed this weekend. Next weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. The Palo Cedro Frontier Day, the big rendezvous for backcountry horsemen down in Corning. We'll talk more about that next week. But have a great weekend, and God bless America. Put your name.
top of his lip, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll be like
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.